This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
More than 100 pieces by Vermont artists are now available to browse and search in a virtual gallery whose beginnings sprang from the desire to honor the memory of a loved one. It's called the Drawing Inspiration Fund. And to tell us more about the virtual gallery and its origins, I'm speaking with Carrie Makin. She's from the Vermont Metro Gallery at Burlington City Arts. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Mary. Thank you for having me.
What exactly is this collection?
UVM Medical Center has been collecting artwork, and it's on view in many of their spaces throughout the hospital. But now, for the first time, we're beginning to get that collection available online. They have about 156 items available for view online. They have over 500 objects in their collection in total. And so we'll be slowly adding those pieces to view online. Those pieces are then going to be curated into online exhibitions where there's different interactive activities for the audience to be able to engage with the artwork. So it's really an exciting tool to be able to access both for patients and visitors at the hospital and beyond.
What are the origins of this particular collection of artwork?
The hospital has been collecting the work in various different missions for each space that they have collected for. The online version has come from a donation by Laura Lipton in honor of her late husband, Michael Buckley, who was an award-winning New England artist. And they spent a lot of time in the hospital during his illness and thought that the collection could be used to engage people who were there for inspiration and healing purposes. We have a fund that can be contributed to continue to grow this project to help and serve others.
Can you talk a little bit about the aspects of health and healing in terms of having access to art, say, while you're a patient in the hospital?
Well, we all know that artwork really, you know, reflects our human experience, whether through our emotions, visually what we see, it can both be an outlet for our emotions ourselves, for the artists. It can serve as inspiration for the viewers. The fact that the University of Vermont Health Center has made a commitment to collect Vermont and now New York artists because of their growing network really helps the whole community engage in the creative process and the healing that can happen through both the making and viewing of artworks. And right now, the artwork, regardless of where it is in the hospital, will be available to view online. Some of the places where the artwork is restricted for various reasons, as you can imagine, you know, health reasons or those wards are not available to the general public. However, we are working on creating a roadmap or a wayfinding to direct people to be able to see the work that is easily accessible in collaboration with a larger wayfinding project that's going on with the UVM Medical Center. You can access all of these 500 pieces eventually, regardless of whether they're not viewable by the general public through this online tool, and also be able to get some more information or interact with what the general public can see on the ground at the hospital in their various spaces. It's really a collaborative process between Burlington City Arts and the UVM Medical Center. And the online exhibitions, the first exhibition's been curated by myself. It's called Illuminate and explores the power of light in a variety of different mediums and subjects. But I'm hoping that we will be able to work with our Art from the Heart program and have exhibitions that are curated directly to speak to different audiences, like, you know, for kids and so forth. We are, as a community, so honored to have an institution that is willing to make such an investment in this side of the healing process because, like I said earlier, really the whole community benefits. The artists that live here, the people that view, it allows them to have an outlet to sell their work, for the public to see their work, and for the university really to be a steward of the Vermont art scene. This first exhibition is about light, you know, whether things make you feel warm or cold, how you can actually describe what you see, what you might think the light is drawing your attention to, how these different images make you feel, what you think they might be of, really kind of makes you think about things in a different manner. What memories come up for you? What do these images do for you personally? Where do they take you? And how is that contemplation help with your healing and emotional state?
Carrie, thanks so much for telling us more about this Drawing Inspiration Fund gallery project. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mary.